Right, 135 FM Talk 106.5, and it is Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this Thursday, and more from Dr. Bill's forecast coming up in just about a half hour. And welcome back to the show. The mayor of Orange Beach, Tony Kennan, joining us now. Mayor, thanks for your time. Thanks for being on.
Oh, anytime, Sean. I just, again, appreciate y'all talking with me today.
Yeah, man, I always appreciate you picking up the phone. And I want to say this. So when we're talking about the vaccine access in Orange Beach and here in Alabama, but I want to point out that this subject that we're talking about right now, it was, oh my gosh, I want to say months ago, even plural months ago, we're talking about the vaccine rollout, and I had a caller or a texter or two at that point said, hey, what's going to happen? And I think they use a snowbird term. They said, what's going to happen when we have a limited supply here? What's going to keep, you know, will snowbirds, they asked me the question. They said, will snowbirds be able to get it just like the Alabama residents? And at that point, I had no idea. I said, I don't know. I figure it'd probably be for residents first. And now here we are in January 2021 talking about exactly that.
Yeah, I mean, if someone had asked me that question, I'd said, are you crazy? There's no way anybody's going to get it. It's for Alabama residents. We're in Alabama. That's what it's about. I mean, it would have never crossed my mind that we would be giving these doses, which are very precious and so limited, to someone that in maybe just a few weeks is fixing to exit the state and take, so they essentially take that dose with them. It does us, our community, and that individual, our folks that need it, absolutely no good.
Yeah,
that makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, it's a good, I mean, that's, let's take it out of the idealistic discussion, which we can do, but the pragmatic discussion is if you're going to get herd immunity, you need that vaccinated person in the mix.
Absolutely. That's exactly what it's all about, and that's what we're trying to achieve so we get back to normal. But the thought that, and it's not reciprocal because, you know, we got a large group of snowbirds down here taking a part of that number, whatever it was based on, of doses we've got. We don't have equal number of Alabamians headed to Michigan or Illinois or Chicago or New York to hang out for a couple months to get theirs up there. So, you know, and I don't know what the percentage is. I'm guesstimating and talking with some of the folks who's 20-25% were out of state.
25%?
I got an 80-something-year-old neighbor two houses down that's in really, really poor health. He hadn't got a dose yet. And it just didn't make any sense. I'm in the land of Oz again.
Well, it's, you know, we talked about Florida on the show last week and kind of vaccine tourism. And I know Governor DeSantis says, well, if people own property here, then, you know, they would qualify. But they weren't carding anybody. So, I mean, we're just working off the honor system there, I guess. What about here? I mean, do people, I mean, they don't have to present any ID. Even if it changed, I guess there's no way to find out if they're full-time resident or...
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing, but right now they're asking for no type of residency status or anything of that nature. You know, really, to me, if you don't have an Alabama driver's license, you don't live in Alabama. You
right.
know, I got transit people here all the time, and for me, if you don't have that driver's license, then you haven't committed to the state of Alabama. You committed somewhere else. If your homestead is not here in Alabama, then you've committed somewhere else. And that's where you need to get your vaccination. Not here, not taken away from those that have planted their flags in Alabama, that are contributing to the community year-round, annually. And I sort of had some, obviously, ugly messages from snowbirds. And it was all about the money. You know, they spend money down here. So, no, it's not about the money. It has nothing to do with the money. First off, if you know me, there's not a principle I stand on has anything to do with the money. It has to do with what the right thing to do is. And the right thing to do is Alabamians first. And I just can't believe that we would even be in this position having this discussion.
Well, I mean, because that's exactly what, you know, we've been hearing on our social media pages and our text line after your discussion earlier. People were chiming in saying, well, what is the mayor saying to those people that come spend all this money in Orange Beach? Doesn't he want their money?
If it said somebody, see, that's what's funny. The irony there is you hear these folks, when you're talking about shutting the economy down, well, you can't put a price on a life, so we need to shut it down. Well, now they want to put a price on it because if they come down here and spend money, then they're worthy of the vaccine to save possibly their life. So you can't have it both ways. But as far as I'm concerned, if my mom and dad were still alive and they weren't able to get it and snowbirds were, I mean, how would I live with that? I mean, how could I can't even reconcile how that makes sense, especially when these guys are fixing to leave. But it's no different than spring breakers. You know, if I got to get their money, I got to put up with the nonsense, then I don't want their money. That's not what we're about.
Yeah, you've been consistent on that. There's no question. You've had a consistent approach on your community there. But where it starts getting gray for me, and I don't know that I have an idea of what my opinion is, but let's say we get down to the, what is it? There's 1A, 1B, 1C. Let's get down to where it's younger people, right? It's time for everybody can get the vaccine or younger people. And at that point, if you have the older snowbirds, does that change at all? Or is it just like if there wasn't the scarcity?
If there's enough vaccine to go around, then we have no problem being a community servant and allowing them. But that's not the way it is. So I don't want to confuse the two. This is strictly about being limited doses and having to prioritize who gets them. They have the ability to get them in their state because the doses in their state is based on their population. If our doses here are based on our permanent population, but yet we got a 25-30% increase in Baldwin County from snowbirds, then we're underserved. And that means my community is underserved. So that's the point I'm trying to make. If you're going to base it, if you want anybody to get it, then you need to take our winter guest into consideration just like you would in the summer, mm-hmm. and give us additional doses to cover them.
Yeah, I would make that, and I'm sure I'm way behind you on this, I'd make that argument to Montgomery. Don't y'all love all this revenue, Montgomery, that comes out down here? It sure be a smart move to have these vaccines down here.
Yeah. The second part of this is the distribution. After what I saw happen in Daphne yesterday, we started digging, trying to find out what the plan was. And what we found out was the plan was an off-the-shelf 10-year or older mass vaccination plan. But what they found out yesterday in executing that plan was they didn't have enough nurses available. Well, wait a minute. How do you not know that you don't have enough nurses if that's the only folks that can vaccinate? You don't have enough of them. Didn't you do a tabletop? Didn't you do a walkthrough? And it's like I said earlier, we do walkthroughs and tabletops constantly to deal with hurricanes and disasters and things of that nature. So you pull this off the shelf, it's 10 years old, and then you realize, well, we've got paramedics, we've got pharmacists, we've got all types of medical practitioners, we've got Publix, we've got all different venues. Why have we not modified our plan, or why are we not looking at modifying it? We've had, 2.5 months now to prepare?
Right.
9 months that we really knew the vaccine was on track? I don't understand that. I don't. I mean, we have to live prepared down here. So it really eats at me is how is it they weren't ready and they can't do a better job of distribution?
Yeah. And right. It didn't sneak up on anybody. Are there any best? I know as a mayor, you probably look at other places. Is there anybody that any other state or there's best practice going on somewhere else? You go, okay, maybe we try that.
Well, I mean, Florida DeSantis is doing a great job over there. I mean, we were tabletopping this morning talking through. We got the wharf. We got our ballpark parking lot. We can do a drive through. We can bring our paramedics out, nurse practitioners. We can get it set up into Publix. There's a Publix here. Gulf Shores, Foley. He could distribute this stuff in a very, I mean, I just don't think it's rocket science. But to think that you're going to set up a clinic and have 75 years old or older driving in the morning to stand in line to get an appointment to possibly get a vaccination is the most absurd thing I've ever heard of.
Yeah,
I mean, that's almost as laughable as the residency thing.
Yeah, I wish. Yeah, if that wouldn't have been thought about, one of the things that I've been troubled about is the online registration here. I'm not trying to be ageist here, but 75 and up is probably the group of Alabamians, Americans in general, that have the least percentage of people that do stuff online. I know there are plenty of people that are 90 that are whizzes on the web, but.
You're not being ageist, you're being a realist. I mean, I'm 64, and I don't want to get on. If my daughter's not around, I don't get on the computer because I get lost and completely illiterate, to be honest with you. So you're exactly right. But how hard is it to set up multiple 800 numbers, switchboard?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. It's not, again, I don't see it as rocket science. I really don't.
So what are you hearing anything from Montgomery saying that, hey, we're because of this, we're going to give you more, or here comes some more? I mean, do they communicate with you? Nothing?
Yeah, we've made a request for a phone call. We haven't got one back from Dr. Harris. Again, you know, I don't always like to be the one coming off and throwing the hand grenades and picking a fight. But dadgummit, somebody's got to do it. And it truly is life or death. And it truly is something that we should not have to be having this discussion about right now.
If you're just joining us, talking to Mayor of Orange Beach, Tony Kennan. So what do you do next? What's tomorrow? You said your tabletop. What's tomorrow for Orange Beach?
Well, we're going to keep trying to find out what the plan is, because what they did in Daphne is unacceptable. So I'm hoping the media will stay on top of this with us until we get something that makes sense, because we need to be preparing right now for when we don't have a shortage of vaccine, when we have more vaccine than we know what to do with. Then we need to have a timetable, just like we set up during the storm or after the clear. We need a timetable to have everyone in Baldwin County vaccinated that needs to be vaccinated. And in between, we need to be setting up the prioritization of who and how we want to go about picking who, and what is our reasoning behind who gets vaccinated. See, for me, and I may be wrong, it's just one man's opinion, but the only people that need vaccinations right now are those that are at risk of death.
Mm-hmm.
That's those over 65 and anybody that has a medical condition that depresses their immune system. That's where every one of them go. As far as I'm concerned, my first responders wouldn't be getting it. School teachers don't get it. No one gets it that's not at risk of dying. And essentially under, I think, 55, your risk of dying is less than getting killed in a car wreck going to work.
So
if our goal is to eliminate death and ICU admissions and ventilators, then we need to focus on getting it to those people at risk for that situation.
So even frontline, you're saying even frontline healthcare workers, you would put them back behind these people that have a direct risk of death?
I'm generalizing now. I'm generalizing.
Right.
It may be that where you've got short staff and you have limited, you can't have a COVID across the board and you lose half your staff. But even then, if you're limited, mm-hmm, and you give over half of them to people under 40, what have you accomplished in eliminating death or ICU admissions? Because most of us under 40, not me, but most under 40 are going to get sick, get well, and go back to work.
Mm-hmm.
Most under 40 may not even have symptoms, may not even know they had it. That's my whole point. If we're that limited, then we need to worry about those at most risk, highest risk. So, I mean, I've had the argument that, well, what if you have it runs through your police department, you lose half your police department? Well, that could happen. But the odds are the age of my police department is such that the majority are not going to be out more or down within a couple of days, 3 days. But this quarantine, man, this is a six-hour discussion, Sean. You know, when you quarantine for 14 days, how do you ever get to herd immunity?
Right.
None of this makes any sense to me, because, sometimes I hear the term science denier. Well, I'm beginning to think this worse than a science denier is science fraud. And so much of this is a narrative created that doesn't follow what the study. And being a physical therapist, I can read a study.
Right.
I can see what the literature says. And the literature is all over the place. All over the place. And so to me, common sense, pragmatism has to play into this. And I go back to vaccinate those at risk of death.
Do that, and not until all those people are vaccinated do you start moving on to the next.
That would be, that's just me.
Yeah,
that is how I would do it. Again, there's always an exception to every policy. That's why I say policies are made to be broken. They're really, nothing's in stone. And if there's an exception, if I got South Baldwin Hospital up here and they've got a limited number of ICU folks, a limited number of this segment of the hospital, and they are at high risk and they can't afford to lose anybody, well, that's a different story.
Mm-hmm.
But every hospital, the medical community, can then help us decide and walk through this. But we've had plenty of time to talk this through and have that plan put together. Who is at risk, and who is at risk to creating greater risk for those at risk if they're out with the disease? So.
There it is.
I don't know. I don't see rhyme or reason to what they're doing, to be honest with you.
Mayor Kennan, we appreciate you chiming in on the show with us, talking about this. Also, I'm going to ask, when you do, and I'm not saying this facetiously, I'm not serious, when you do get information from the state or whomever to talk through this, will you reach back out and we can talk about it and find out what's next for folks in South Baldwin?
I will. And, you know, I want to make something clear. I'm only talking about the situation where the vaccines are severely limited. You know, when first responders and healthcare workers should be right at the top of the list as soon as there's enough to go around. But if you don't have enough to go around, I'm talking about that's where we need to distribute it to the high risk.
Don't
so
you
I just
hope
want to make sure to clarify that.
And I appreciate that. That's good to clarify. Yeah. And I hope pretty soon the discussion is, hey, Sean, I got so dang many vaccines down here. Come on. I don't care if you're from Poughkeepsie. Come on.
Absolutely. And I hope we all get there. I really do. And I think we will. We'll see.
Mayor Kennan, thanks for your time. Thanks for being on the show.
Absolutely, Sean. Thank you.
All right, there he is. Orange Beach Mayor Tony Kennan had a discussion that I told you was coming, right, on the allocation of the vaccines and how they end. This is what the mayor's doing here. So you're going to hear lots of other mayors, lots of other state reps. This is, over the next few months, it's going to be our reality. I'll be right back.